part of the country will be based on the conditions on the ground. And what we're really talking about is something that extends beyond just geography. It can also include institutions and responsibilities beyond, you know, the physical space of an area that you're trying to secure. But this process we believe will begin sometime in 2011. And we certainly know that President Karzai has, and the intent of the international community is to transition complete security responsibility by 2014. So over the next several years, areas that become more secure and have the capability of the Afghan security forces to assume responsibility, then coalition forces will step back and help support from the rear and provide that overwatch while, again, security forces from Afghanistan take that lead.
There supposedly have been some talks lately between the Taliban and the Afghan government and U.S. and other countries involved. Wondering, how are the Taliban able to engage in these kinds of conversations, considering that I think their leader is one of the people that's on the most wanted list in the United States, Mullah Omar. And to what degree are these talks going to affect the conflict?
Well, there's really two parts of this. You hear a lot about reintegration, which is really involves the local Afghan Taliban fighter wishing to stop fighting and return to mainstream society. That process really happening. That process happens really at the lowest level, where he lives, where he wants to return to, and he works with local government officials to try to sort out what will be those relationships that allow him to come back home. But what you're also referring to is really the strategic issue of reconciliation involving the actual membership and leadership of these various insurgent groups, those that are based almost all inclusively inside Pakistan, whether it's the Omar's group, the Quetta Pakistan-based Taliban, or the Akani or the HIG members, each with separate leadership, each with separate, interest in what it will take to end the conflict. That's something that the Afghan government, President Karzai, has the lead on. That's not something we do as a military, as an ISAF force. President Karzai has made it clear that he wants to open that dialogue, and he's just recently appointed a high peace council led by Mr. Rabbani, who will take that responsibility for President Karzai and try to put that into play. But as President Karzai, I believe, said this week on CNN, this is very early, and there's a lot of work to do.
You know, the hunt for Osama bin Laden continues, and all of the people that are associated with al-Qaeda and the tribal territories has been a focal point all along. Just wondering, how do you believe that the war, the U.S. Efforts and successes, and in some cases things that haven't been successful, have affected their ability, al-Qaeda and the Taliban, their ability to achieve their goals and missions?
Well, I think they do it largely. We think of the al-Qaeda as a single group, but really it's a series of linked organizations, proxy organizations that exist around the world. We know that they can threaten our interest and the interest of our allies from various locations outside of Pakistan. So it's not a monolithic group nor presence just in North Pakistan. But there has been, as you know, significant pressure on al-Qaeda and its networks around the world. And but they are still considered to be a significant threat to our interests. And they remain a very volatile group, one that's very viral, one that appeals to a broad spectrum of young men who are interested in joining that cause. And so to that degree, they represent a significant danger to all of us. Here inside Afghanistan, al-Qaeda, again, is really manifested by the proxy insurgent groups that they're linked to, whether it's Akani or HIG or the Quetta-based Taliban, all have a common interest, and that is to make certain that Afghanistan does not become stable. An unstable Afghanistan allows al-Qaeda and other groups to find sanctuary, as they did in 2001, and launch attacks against the West. So that's something that we strategically are fighting against happening, and is the reason why we're here in Afghanistan in the first place.
Rear Admiral Greg Smith is the spokesman for the U.S. military in Afghanistan. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.